Ladies and gentlemen, this is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today's story is about an ape, a poor caged beast, far from his real home, which lays somewhere beyond the green door. Tyner should have expected trouble, but he was too wrapped up in his experiments on animal intelligence. The beasts he used were chimpanzees, monkeys, a baboon, and an ape. Tyner was so concerned with their intelligence that he forgot about their personalities, which was a serious mistake. His monkeys were cheerful and lively, the baboon had a gloomy dignity, and the chimpanzee was very nervous. But the ape clearly had a murderous disposition, which he tried to conceal under a show of childishness. Tyner only saw his intelligence and his importance to the experiments. The first incident concerned a visitor who came too close to the ape's cage. A hairy black hand seized him and pulled him towards the bars. Tyner managed to break the grip with a chair. The visitor suffered a broken arm, but Tyner said that the ape really had meant no harm, and the ape's subsequent behavior seemed to prove that. He turned somersaults, searched for fleas, and acted like the tiniest monkey. He loved toys. If you gave him one, he would poke and probe at it. To obtain a better grip, the ape usually put the toy in his mouth, thus leaving both hands free. Who could suspect such a clever beast of homicidal urges? One afternoon, a month later, Tyner had fallen asleep on a couch. It was time to water the animals, but Tyner's wife didn't want to waken her exhausted husband, so she did the job herself. But she came too close to the ape's cage, and those terrible arms closed around her. And when her husband entered the lab, he found his pretty wife lying dead beside the ape's cage. She'd been strangled, and she wasn't pretty anymore. The ape was cheerfully playing in his cage. Tyner must have gone mad at that moment. He stood very still, watching the ape hold a toy in its mouth. Then Tyner hurried upstairs and came back with a revolver. But he didn't fire. He had conceived a more terrible revenge than that. Tyner fed the animals as though nothing had happened. Then he took out the toy box. Seeing this, the ape jumped up and down with excitement. Tyner gave him a toy to demonstrate his affection. Then, grinning amiably, he gave his revolver to the ape and stood back with insane cheerfulness to watch the beast put this new toy in its mouth and bring about its own destruction. The judge is still undecided about the case. There are only a few laws which govern the conduct between man and beast, and there is always the question of extenuating circumstances. The judge must ask himself why Tyner had been so blind in the first place. But an even more important question is, why on that one day did the ape not put the gun in his mouth, but instead pointed it at Tyner and fired until the man was dead? Was it an accident? Or should we revise our ideas about the intelligence of animals? And finally, can other such incidents occur between man and beast? Are they happening now? We must find the answer, since a dog, for example, is every bit as clever as an ape.